The oisan shezochu lefiyus, that this one kain or the few kainim that was zeicha, they have a right to do the avodah. Still, it says after they were chosen to do it, what do we do with them? We give them to the shamish, and the shamish takes off the clothing, mashma, they're wearing a regular weekday suit. We have to take off their suits and now put on big day kuna. So it's a riot to Rav Nachman that b'shas the pius, they did not wear big day kuna, but rather big day chil. So my answer is no. Rav Yehuda, are not like that. Lo, you know what the pshat in this Mishnah Tumah is? P'oisan shaloi zachol apiyus. Just the opposite. The kahanim that lost the girl, the ones that are not zechut to do the avodah, now they have to take off their big day kuna and put on big day chil. That's what the Mishnah Tumah is talking about. After the kahanim that lost the girl, they go and take off their big day kodesh and put on big day chil. That's what Rosh Hashanah learns from this Mishnah in Tumah. So the kids that are machlokes this Mishnah in Tumah, is it talking about the kohen that won the girl, or is it talking about the kohen that lost the girl? So the Gemara Hochin Nami Mistarva, being a riot to Rosh Hashanah, they were talking about the one that lost the girl here, and the Melech should be a riot to Rosh Hashanah, that the Shasta made the pious, all the kohenim were wearing the big dekuna, and the one that won Gzuntay told God to do the avodah. The other ones now have to take off the big dekuna. What's the raya? The Sakodaitach. The Eisen Shezachol appears. If you want to tell me this Mishnah is talking about, that the Kohen that was Zechi, he has the right to do the Avodah now. And up until now, you're telling me now he was wearing his weekday suit. And now we take off the weekday suit. And we put on the Big Day Kodesh. What does it say? It says, Lohoyim Manichin Aleim, Elam Mechnasayim Bavad. We only let him keep his underpants. Mashme his Big Day Chol, his weekday underpants. And then they put on top of that the Big Day Kuna. Freddy Gemara, how could that be? For a time, we learned before in the Braisa, Minayin Shloyei Dov HaKoydin L'Mechnesayim. How do we know when we dress the Kohen to put on his Big Dekuna? He can't have anything on before he puts on his Mechnesayim Shal Kodesh. In other words, that has to be the first thing on him. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, O Mechnesay Bad Yilbosh Al Besaroi, that you put the Mechnesayim, the underpants, goes on his Basar. Mashmim, there's nothing else on his Basar, only the Mechnesayim. So if you're going to tell me now we're talking about the Kohen, that Zerchel appears, that we're taking off his Big Day Chol and putting on the Big Day Kodesh, how could you say they left on him the underpants Shal Chol? You can't do that. You're not allowed to put the Big Day Kodesh on top of Big Day Chol. You have to take off everything. Shalomai L'chur Tzorai Tzorai Sheshes. That we're talking about that the Metchila, all of them wore the Big Day Kuna. And now the Kohanim that lost the Girl, now we take off their clothing. So good, we take off the upper clothing, we just leave on the Mechnesayim on it. So of course, a riot to Rosh Hashanah. So more of the Yiduch, what does Rav Nachman do here? The course of riot to Rosh Hashanah. The Yiduch, Hola Kasha. Rav Nachman that learns what? That B'shas the Pius, they wore Big Day Chol. The Kohanim that won the Pius, they now had a chance to put on Big Day Kodesh. It says here they left on the Big Day Chol, they left on his underpants. How could that be? So it says Hachik Tani. This is what it meant. This is what Nachman learns from this Mishnah. Ad she'oiden aleihem Big Day Chol malbishen oisam mechnesay kodesh. True. While he was still wearing his underpants of Chol, they put on top of that the underpants of kodesh. Avayimavshiten oisam Big Day Chol. But then Avadre took off all the Big Day Chol that took off. Lohayimanichen elam mechnesayim bavad. And the only left on him, the Mechnesayim Shal Kodesh, they left on him. But Avada, at the end, it ended up, he was only wearing Big Day Kodesh and nothing else. In other words, only the Mechnesayim Shal Kodesh was on him. So therefore, we're making this plastic, that when you're wearing the Mechnesayim, you could have nothing else on. And then they put the rest of the Big Day Kodesh on him. Yeah. So this is good. So it just says that when they took off, they first put on Big Day Kodesh, and then they took off the Big Day Chol. But now the mice, all he was wearing was only the Big Day Kodesh. So therefore it's called the good Avodah. So now there's no right from here, either to Rav Nachman or to Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rav Sheshes, Rosh Hashanah is like this. Minoa minoloh. How do I have, where's my raya? That I say what? The B'shas Pius, they were all wearing the Big Day Kodesh. That's Rosh Hashanah this morning. The B'shas Pius, they wore the Big Day Kodesh. They wore the Big Day Kuna. The Tanya would learn like this. Lishchas Hagozis. That was Lishcha that the Sanhedrin wore. Lishchas Hagozis. Came in Besilka Gedela. It was like a big upper room. Rashi says, Lishka Sagozis, Shesham Hoyim Afisin. That's where they made the piece. That was the silky. Rashi, Bayis Gevoyim, Shaloliyah. a tall room on top of an attic, like an upper room, an upper apartment. That's what it was, the Sukkah Gedolah Hoysa, Pius. Now, Hoysa, that's what the list of God was. It was Kamin, the Sukkah Gedolah Hoysa. Now, Pius bin Mizrachim. The Pius where they made the choosing to pick the current to do the Avodah was done on the east side of this Elishcha. Of Elishcha Sagozis on the Mizrach side. Shrashi Pius bin Mizrachim. Kavutzat Hekif. Hamafaisim bin Mizrach Hoysa. That's what they kind of made a circle around to choose which current to do the Avodah. It was done on the east side. The Zokain Yoshe Marova, the Sakan, the older Kohen, the Sakan, he was sitting down on the west side. Shrashi was Sakan Shel Bezdin. La, that's the Sakan, could be the older one of the Bezdin. Hamoro Lehen, Seder Apaisen, he was the one that was teaching them how to do the Pais. Yoshe Marova, he was able to sit down on the west side of this Lishka Tagodis. Sakahanim Mukofen. Now the Kahanim were around in a circle. The Eindim and standing, Kemin b'chaliyar, like a circle. Trashi b'chaliyar, Ogul, Shekar Nushka. All the Kahanim that were in that base Av made a round circle. Now, the Amamuna, the one that went to count them, Vo v'noito mitznefes m'roshu shalechad mehim, as we had before. He came and took off the mitznefes. Mashma right now, b'shas pius, they were wearing the big dekunam. And the Amamuna now that's going to count them, took off the hat off one of them. The Yodim, and they knew now, Shemimeno Pius Maschel. From this coin that's not wearing a Mesnefet, from him we'll start counting. Again, like we have now like 30 Kanim around in a circle. So the Mamuna went to one of them and took off his hat. And he picked a large number now out of his hat, 100, 150. And he started to count from him, he's number one. And they went around counting all the fingers, every coin, put out one finger. And he went around counting each finger till it ended up by 150. And that coin was there to do the Avodah. That's how they made the pious. Now, the Salka Daitach, the Big Day Choyol, if you want to tell me now, B'Shas, they have the circle, the pious. The kind of wearing the Big Day Choyol, of a Zoy Mitznefes, the Big Day Choyol Meiko. Here it says the Mamuna went and took off the Mitznefes off one of them. Does the Big Day Choyol have Mitznefes? The Mitznefes, that's the hat of the Kanim. It's a right, they're wearing the Big Day Kuna, B'Shas, the pious. Have the Gemara in, it's not shver. We're talking about now this mitznefes was not shel kodesh. It was like a private hat that they had. Kiratoni Rav Yehuda. Like you look from Yehuda. Vitema Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Koyhen shosa solo imoy. Kisoynes. What's going to be if one of the Kanim, his mother, made him a ksoynes? Usually the big dekuna came from the Trumas Hadesh, came from the shkolim we had. It was brought from the tzibur. From the money of the tzibur used to buy the big dekuna. Because it was an avoidance of tzibur. What's going to be if a private or a kohen's mother made him the ksoinis? He is alocha oive bo avoidus yochid. He's allowed to use it to do a private avoidah. An avoidus yochid. Not an avoidus of tzibur. So I should come a pair of gimel. Shayimoseyem shokanem oises lebeneyem mishalehem. The mothers used to make for their own kids from their own private money, their own private material. Kemin big dekuna. Laharas teferas oistron, to make them look rich and nice, v'noyim lachton, v'kamoy mahadras mitzvah, v'tonim kohen shos l'imoy k'soynes loivsho, v'yoyim b'avoydus yochid. We'll see later on what an avoydus yochid is. But at certain times, the kohen is allowed to use this begodim that his mother made for him. Do you see what? It was called a big day kuna, even though it didn't have kedushas of the big day kuna. Look, it was like big day choyl, but it was made the same way as the big day kuna. So maybe here also. The Shas, they had the Pius, they were wearing big dechol. I says he wore a mitznefes. That means the private mitznefes that his mother made for him. So now there wouldn't be any riot from here. So now the Vaita, there's no riot here to a Sheshes or to Rav Nachman. They still have the Machoikis, what did they wear? They're more obliged by Sophic still. Machoikis, Rav Nachman, and Sheshes, what did the Kohanim wear? The Shas, they made the eagle, the Shas, the Pius. Omer Abayis, Abayis says, I'll call upon from here, Shema Mino, Lishcha Sagozis. This room, Lishcha Sagozis, Chetzi b'kodesh, the chetzi b'chol. It was like half. Half of it had kedushas azara on it. Half of it was inside the azara, and half of it was outside the azara. What's the raya? Ushmosun seyu shman mina shnei psachim ayilah. There were two doors, two entrances into this lishcha. Echad psuach b'kodesh. One entered up into kodesh. So that half that you went into the kodesh had a kedushas azara on it. The echad psuach b'chol. And on the other side, to get into the entrance to the side that was choyl, had its own entrance to to the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the raya now? If you want to tell me the whole Lishcha Sagozis was Bakoidish, Abizoy, it says here, Sekan Yoshiv Marova. It says that the Zokin Bezdin, the older ward of Bezdin, was sitting on the west side of the Lishcha Sagozis. I, the Kashris, we learned that Ein Yeshiva B'Yazorah Elo L'Malchez Beis Dovim Ovad. The only one that's allowed to sit inside the Yazor, inside the Beis HaMikdash, is only a Melech from Beis Dovim. But nobody else is allowed to sit inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the klal. Ein Yeshiva B'Yazorah Elo L'Malchez Beis Dovim Ovad. See if you're going to tell me now that these Lishcha Sagozis has Kedushas Azor on it, how could it say that the Zokin Bezdin sat down there, the Zokin Bezdin was not a Melech from Beis Dovim? So how is he allowed to sit down there? And it's a raya that the half of it was made b'chol. That's where that half is where the zokin sat down. Rashi ein yeshiva b'azorim shenema la'amoy l'sharis ho'endim shalof ne'ashem. When you're inside the base of you doing the avoid, it says la'amoy. You have to be standing. All the sharis is la'amoy standing. Elo l'malchus beis David shemetzino ben yeshiva shenema v'yovi amelach David v'yesh l'ofonel l'ofne Hashem v'yoyim mi yonoichu mi beisi. So only David HaMelech, Malchus Beis Dovid, is allowed to sit in the Azorus, but nobody else. So that's a clear raya, the Lishcha Sagozis. Since it said that the Kan Bezdin was sitting there, it's raya, his Mariv side was the Choyl. Now also, we just got finished saying there has to be two different entrances to it. You can't just have one entrance into this Lishcha. Why? So Chura, what do we see now? That the Zakan Vezin sat down there. So the question is, who tells you half was the Kurdish? Maybe the whole thing was Bechol. That's why he was able to sit down. If you want to tell me the whole thing was in Chol, Pius the Mizrachim, then the Pius was on the east side of it. I've Wabina Bevesel Akin Halavarogish. We dashed him before, the reason why we make a Pius is, we want to have a tumul in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So Mashma, the Pius has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Veleka, if you can tell me now the whole Lishcha Sagozis was Bechoyol, didn't have Kedusha Tazorah, so we're not being kind of this postik of Bevesel Akim Nahalach Barogish. Mashma, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Kedusha Tazorah itself, you have to make a tumul. That's what we said, that's what we make four pieces throughout the day. So if you can tell me now that the Pius was made on the east side of the Lishcha Sagozis, if that's Bechoyol, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash Veleka. El Shemamino, you have to answer like this. Chesia Bakoidish. The Mizrach side was Bakoidish. That's where they made the Pius. So that was done in the Azori, in the Beis Lakim. It's called the Pasuk Beis Lakim Halabarogish. The Chesia Bakoil. Now the other half, the Marav side, where the Zakan Bezin sat down, that was Bakoil. And he was allowed to sit there. It was Dinat Kedushas Azori. Now we just got finished saying also before that it had two different doors. Now the Sakot Aitach. Because if you want to say there's only one door, one entrance into this Lishcha Sagozis, the Monashach. Upsuach Lakodesh, if it opens up to the side, opening up into the Azorom, then the Kalal is, the whole thing has Kedushas Azor on it. Abazoy is the Kan Yoshim Arovom, how could you say the Zokin was able to sit on the west side of it? True, that was really Bechoyom, but now we learn like this. Halishchoyis Habnuyis Bechoyom. If you have a room that was built like right outside the Azor, right outside the Beis HaMikdash, it was built on the karka of Chol, of Psuchas Lakodesh, but if the entrance into that room was opening from the Beis HaMikdash itself, from the Azorah, the Loch is Kodesh, Toicha Kodesh, it has Loch like this Kodesh. So Monashach, if there was only one entrance into the Lishcha Sagozis, and the entrance was from Kodesh, then the whole thing should be Kodesh. Even the Marav side with the Diskan Vezin sat down. And if you want to tell me, I'll tell you no. There was only one entrance, but it opened up only to outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash. What do you want to tell me now? The Pius was done on the east side, and that has Kedushas Choy, that has Kedushas Azorom. Vietnam, we learn not like that. Vietnam, Benuyas Makodesh. If you have a room, even though the room itself is on the kark of the Azorom, of the Psuchas Lachoyl, but if the entrance is only to the outside of the to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't enter inside the Azorah. It only enters to outside the Azorah. Here's a loch of Teuchen Chol. We don't care if this room really is inside the Azorah. You go both where the Pesach is. If the opening is to Chol outside, the whole Azorah, the whole Lishka, has loch like Chol. See, if you tell me that it only had one door, and the door opened up like Chol, so the whole Lishka has Chol.
So again, we're not being mechayim the pasuk of the veslahim, the veslakim, the halabarogish. We're not making the tumul in the azara. He has called the tumul outside. And Allah Shemamina has to be right from here that shnei tzachim hayulo, that this one lishcha, true, half of it was built inside the azara and half outside, and each half had its own pesach. Echad psuach v'kodesh, the mizrach side that was inside the azara had its own entrance into the azara, therefore was called the kedushas azara and was called the vesel akin halabarogish. The yechad psuach l'chol, and the side of Marav's side, where the Zkan Bezin sat down, that was taka built like on the ground outside the Azara, outside the Beit HaMikdash, and it had its own entrance to Chol. Therefore, that half had a din curl on it. So therefore, it's very good what we're saying. The Lishka Sagozis had two dinim to it. Half the Mizrach side was opened up to the Azara, had Kedusha on it. And the pierce was done with Kedusha's Azara. Mashaik in the west side, where the Zkan Bezin sat down, was built the churl outside the Azara, and it had its own entrance to the churl outside, therefore it has a din churl, not a din kedusha. That's what the Zkan Bezin was allowed to sit down there. It's now called Yeshiva the Azara.
Alright, we'll stop here. Here by the Mishnah. Ha-payis ha-sheni. The second payis, the first one we had before was it came out afterwards they made for the Truma Chadeshin. And now the second payis, the second time they made this type of a choosing, that they had all the kanim that wanted to do the avoida make a circle in the Lishka Sagozis we just had, which is on the Mizrach side, which was Bekoidish in the Azoro. And they made a circle, and Sagan came and took off some tznefes from one of them and picked a large number, 100, 150. Then he started to go around and around till it ended up by one coin. He was zeichet to do the avoida. So what was the second piece? Mi shreichet. Who should do the shechitah for the korban atomid in the morning? Rashi says, mi shreichet es atomid. Mi zorik. Then the second piece was, who makes the zrika? He's about who makes the Kabbalah, mashmid is not a separate coin. One of these two, either the one that does the Shechita, or the one that does the Zrika, does the avoid the in-between of Kabbalah. Now the Gemara will have a suffix, which one of the two does it? But one piece is who does the Shechita, and then we have who does the Zrika. Then mi medash in Mizbeach HaPnimi, who cleans out the inside Mizbeach every morning. That's another avoida. Mi medash in Esa Menorah, who cleans out the menorah? That's another avoida, another kain for that. And the Gemara will see it's a suffix. If we make a special piece for each one of these, or else the pshat is really there are 13 kahanim we need here in the morning to take care of the korban atomid. The korban atomid. So the question is in the Gemara, do we make 13 different pieces here, or else no, we make really only one piece. Like he takes number 100. Whoever comes out to be number 100, he does the Shechita. Then the next one does the Zrika. The next one does the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. We don't make a special piece, but just rather now we go in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. They do these 13 Avodas. So that's the Gemara Sofik. But another piece was, Mi Medashin Es HaMenorah. Who has the right to clean out the Menorah? Or Mi Malei Vorim Lekevish. Which kohen could bring the pieces of the meat of the korban oilo up to the kevish? Now, how did they carry the evorim, or how many kohanim did they need b'shas they were carrying up the evorim, the pieces? Is haroi shvi haregel. One kohen used to carry the head of the korban oilo, of the korban atomid, and the regel. The regel Rashi says shel yamin, the right regel, the right or b'kohen echad with one kohen or shnei hayadayim b'kohen sheni. And the two yadayim with a different coin. Next one by to shnei hayadayim, the two hands, that's with another coin. Hu'ukitz v'horegel, that's with another coin. Hu'ukitz Rashi says, hu hazonah, that's like the tail. V'horegel shel smirl, and the left leg. V'koin shlishi, that's the third coin of carrying up the pieces of the meat. V'hachozeh v'hagoro, v'hachozeh, that's the breast of Rashi, hu ashumin, haroi esakarka. Without the ribs, just the breast, that was another kohen had that. The hagoro. So Rashi, what's the hagoro? Who had tzavo? That's like the neck. Uvoy mechuber hakona v'yakovid. That you have the kona, it's the windpipe. The yakovid and the liver. The halev and the heart. The hachoz and the breast. The hagoro, the kohen revi. The hachoz of the hagoro is the kohen revi. It's one kohen carried the chos of the breast and the goro together.
That's for Hachozer b'Hagora, that's for the fourth coin. Ushtay HaDafanis, the two sides, that was with the fifth coin. V'Hakrovayim, and the Kishkas, the inside, that's b'Shishi, that's with the sixth coin. So we needed six different Gehanim to carry up the pieces of the meat of the Korban HaTomid onto the Kevish. Then V'HaSoilis, you had to have another coin to carry the Soilis, Rashi says, Yisaron LeMincha Niska Shotomid, another coin carried up the Yisaron of flour for the Niska of the Korban HaTomid. V'HaChavitin, the Chavitin Rashi, that's the Chatzi Yisroina Shokoyin Godol, Shekorvin Matimidim Chol Yoyim. Every day the Kohen Gadol had to bring a special mincha to the Chavitim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Machatzitza Baboiku, Machatzitza Berv. Half was brought in the morning, like the Korban HaTomish HaShachar, and half was brought in the afternoon with the Tomish Rabbein Avayim. The Somach Leia Machavas, the Shemen Teyosa, Lakav Kori Chavitin. So we needed another Kohen to carry the Soilus, Yevah HaChavitin, Fiha Yayin, and you need another Kohen to carry the Yayin. Rashi v'ayayin, sholish lugin, shol nistach lekeves hatomid. You needed three lugim yayin for the korban hatomid. So the kits are all together, we have shloisha osa kahanim. We have 13 kahanim here by the second pious to choose which one should take care of the avodah that was negated to the korban hatomid, shol shachar. Shloisha osa kahanim zochoboy. 13 kahanim was zoicha to do these 13 different avodahs. Oma ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hilucha Hayukorov. The question was, when they brought up these pieces of meat of the Korban HaTomid, when the different Kohanim carried it up to the Kevish, in which order did they carry the pieces of meat? So, Ben Azai says all the name of, in front of Rabbi Akiva, the name of Yeshua, that Derech Hilucha. The same way when the animal is alive, the way the animal walks, in other words, the head comes first, then the top part, then the back part, that's the way they carried up the pieces of meat also to the Mizbeach. And Rashi says, Kederech Hilucha Bechayiv, the same way the animal walks, when it's alive, Hayakorav HaTomid, that's the way they carried up now, after the Shechita, each piece of meat up to the Kevish. Well, the Gemara reports, the Gemara will explain exactly how the Seder was, how did he carry up the pieces of meat. So the Mari Boilihu, Kishen Mephaisin, La'avoida Achas Mephaisin, when we say now we made the second piece, to get these 13 different avoidas. Did we make a special piece for each avoida? In other words, we had made mamish 13 different times. Did the skan have to pick a number and he went around counting till he got to number 100? Then he started over again, another count, to get the next avoida zrika? I don't know, maybe no. L'chol avoida v'yavoida pein mefaisen. For all the avoidas together, they made like one piece. And Rashi says, "Lavoy da'achas mafaisin, egoin mi shoychit, ukeshiyiska mi shezoch l'shchita, shuv ein pias l'shar yudbeis avoidus, elakhanim shemakofim yaminoi, nimshochem achrov, kefi seida mishnasenu, sheni l'zrika, shlishi l'dishin, mizbech apnim revi l'mnerev, v'chein l'kulam." And that's the first start. The first start is, keshe mafaisin, lavoy da'achas mafaisin. They made only one pias for all these 13 avoidus. And when number 100 came out of this koyin, then the one on his right got the next avoidum, the next one the next avoidum. Oidum, the other side is no. L'chol avoidum v'avoidum mefaisin. For each avoid, each one of these 13 different avoidus, there was a special piyus for each one of them. Rashi Yodum, l'chol avoidum v'avoidum, ho'yechoyzrin o'maitzin es b'yosayin, l'minyin v'azoycha zoycha. They had to make a new count, and they put out the hands again with a new number, and they went around counting. That's the shaila in the Mishnah. Do we count for each one separately, or we make only one count, and from then on, whoever is zoycha there, the next one, the next one, the next one, gets the next 13 avoidus. Toshima, come on, bring your raya. We had before, arvoa paisoi soyusham. They only made four different choosing throughout the day in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, vi salkadaitach. L'chol avoida. Hey, mefaisin, if you want to tell me each one of these 13 avoidas need a special piyus here, avazay tuv hevi. Why do you only say before the Mishnah? There's only four piyus. We have much more. Here, b'shas, the second time, they made a lot of them. So Mar says, that wouldn't be a raya. Omer Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. Hochi komar. This is what the Mishnah means before. Arbo pa'omin, nichnosim lahofis. I'll tell you, four different times of the day did the Kohanim get together to make the circle that the Skan picked a number and they made a choose to count which one should get the Avoidim. Four different times of the day. I'll tell you, l'chol chode v'chode. But at each time, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, when they made this piece at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you, why you bought two payosas? Maybe at 9 o'clock it wasn't just one piece. Maybe 9 o'clock they made 13. they made seven, they made different tiyusim. It just means that four different times of the day did they make tiyus. But at each time when they made it, maybe they made a lot at each time. So again, this will not be a raya. Versus Toshma, come and bring another raya.